Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, good evening.
Last four numbers.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, you want the last four numbers? You ready, Tawana? I mean, Loretta.
I got it up.
Oh, you got it up?
Uh-huh. We good. We good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we good. You can stay on it.
Oh, I went through all of this and you got it up? All right then. I keep it up.
Here. Okay, I'm gonna try to read off the name that I have on here. I have Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Okay, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty?
Yeah.
Okay, Mom and Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Angela?
Yes, I'm here.
Is that Miss Auntie Janet?
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to read off the last four digits of your number. This is Auntie Carrie, 1347, correct?
No, that's Lewis.
Okay, the last four digits, 0507.
Janet.
Auntie Janet, okay.
You can tell.
Okay, I do have a number in, and then they just have it as a serial number, 11. So anyone that I did not call out, if you want to state your name. Is that Ms.
Kira.
Lewis?
Kira.
Shirley Lewis.
Shirley.
Shirley.
Mm-hmm. My number's not on here, baby.
Loretta,
well, I think that's St. Kira's number, the 111.
Hers is 1347.
Shirley Lewis is 1347.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's Karen Lewis.
Different.
Okay. All right, Angela, you want to go ahead and do Exodus 8 while we await others to join in?
Okay. Excuse me. The Plague of Frogs. 7 days passed after the Lord struck the Nile. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh and say to him, 'This is what the Lord says: Let my people go, so that they may worship me. If you refuse to let them go, I will plague your whole country with frogs.'"
The Nile.
Somebody's talking in the background, please.
The
Nile. The Nile will teem with frogs. They will come up into your palace and your bedroom and unto your bed, into the houses of your officials and on your people, and into your ovens and kneading throughs. The frogs will go up on you and your people and all your officials. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron, stretch out your hand with your staff over the streams and canals and ponds and make frogs come up on the land of Egypt. So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up, covered the land. But the magicians did the same thing by their secret arts. They also made frogs come up on the land of Egypt. Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, "Pray to the Lord to take the frogs away from me and my people, and I will let your people go to offer sacrifices to the Lord." Moses said to Pharaoh, "I leave to you the honor of setting the time for me to pray for you and your officials and your people, that you and your houses may be rid of the frogs, except for those that remain in the Nile." "Tomorrow," Pharaoh said. Moses replied, "It will be as you say, so that you may know there is no one like the Lord our God. The frogs will leave you and your houses, your officials and your people. They will remain only in the Nile." After Moses and Aaron left Pharaoh, Moses cried out to the Lord about the frogs he had brought on Pharaoh. And the Lord did what Moses asked. The frogs died in the houses, in the courtyards, and in the fields. They were piled into heaps, and the land reeked of them. But when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he hardened his heart and would not listen to Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord had said. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Auntie Marie?
Yes.
Amen.
Welcome.
Okay, I am going to attempt to do a roll call. If I miss your name, I do apologize, but please state it so we'll have it on file. Let's see, I have Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Mom, Dad, Angela, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Janet, Kira, Auntie Marie. Did I miss anyone?
Shirley Lewis.
Okay, so you're at that one number that they're not displaying to us. So Shirley Lewis.
No, she at that 1347 number.
Oh, okay. I keep getting that mixed up. Okay. All right. Okay, and myself. All right, we have a full house tonight. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, Angela, you want me to go ahead and facilitate?
Yes.
That's what we agreed upon. Okay. All right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight our topic is on humility from the wisdom of the Bible. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
You want me to say that, Loretta?
Yeah.
Okay. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask you to bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayers. Lord, destroy and remove any deceptions in our minds as we bow and worship before you. O Lord, open up our hearts to receive your Spirit. Help us to actively listen to your words, guide our minds to accept the teaching, and for us to seize the moment we spend together today. Father God, there are more than three gathered here today in your name. We thank you for being in the midst. Therefore, anything we ask for in prayer, we believe we shall receive. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. Okay, we are going to go ahead and get started right into our program. And Angela, I have you down to read the facilitator part, if you would go ahead, please.
Okay.
I'm on the phone. Y'all take
time. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Hey, thank you for that, Angela. Okay, next I have Auntie Betty's going to start with the speaker part.
Humility or humbleness is a quality of being courteously respected of others. It is the opposite of aggressiveness, arrogance, boastfulness, and vanity rather than meanness. Humility allows us to say, no, you first, my friend. Humility is the quality that let us go more than halfway to meet the needs and demand of others. Friendship and marriage are dissolved over angry words. Resentment divides family, co-workers. Prejudice separates race from race, and religious from religious. Reputations are destroyed by malicious gossip. Greed put enemy between rich and poor. War are fought over arrogant obsession. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hey, thank you for that, Auntie Betty. And our next speaker would be Auntie Janet.
Humility as a virtue is a major theme of both the Old and New Testaments. Why do qualities such as courtesy, patience, and deference have such a prominent place in the Bible? It is because the demeanor of humility is exactly what is needed to live in peace and harmony with all persons. Humility dissipates anger and heals old wounds. Humility allows us to see the dignity and worth of all God's people. Humility distinguishes the wise leader from the arrogant power seeker. Acting with humility does not in any way deny our own self-worth. Rather, it affirms the inherent worth of all persons. Some would consider humility to be a psychological malady that interferes with success. However, wealth, power, or status gained at the expense of others brings only anxiety, never peace and love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Janet. Next speaker is Auntie Carrie and myself, and my reading actually will take place out of Proverbs. So, and Carrie, you're doing the bold.
Okay. Better is a dish of vegetables where love is than a fatted ox and hatred with it. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with just injustice. It is better to be humble spirit with a lowliness than to divide the spoil with the proud. Better a patient man than a warrior, a man who controls his temper than one who take a city. Better a dry crust with peace and quietness than a house full of fasting and strife.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen. And I would do the reading out of Proverbs under the same topic. The first part of Proverbs would come out of 15:17, and I would move down to 16:8 and 16:19, and then 16:32, and I'll finish up with Proverbs 17:1. So in 15:17, it goes on to say, "It is better to eat soup with someone you love than steak with someone you hate."
Mm-hmm.
And then I would move on to Proverbs 16:8, and it says, "A little gain, honestly, is better than great wealth gotten by dishonest means." And then Proverbs 16:19 goes on to say, "Better poor and humble than proud and rich." And Proverbs 16:32, "It is better to be slow-tempered than famous. It is better to have self-control than to control an army." And last, Proverbs 17:1, "A dry crust eaten in peace is better than steak every day, along with arguments and strife." Amen.
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 Lord.
Amen. Okay, and the next speaker would fall on Auntie Dot and Mom.
I'll do the bowl.
Yes, you're doing the bowl, Auntie Dot.
I thought May was doing it.
Well, you guys can decide. Go ahead.
Okay. We should maintain an attitude of intent toward both
no.
God.
Mom, that's not the bowl.
No, that's not the bowl, May. We should maintain an attitude of difference toward both God and other persons whom cannot be found or practiced stone, arrogant, angry. As servants of God, we must respect all of God created, including our fellow human being.
Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what the day may bring forth. Let another praise you and not your own mouth. Someone else and not your own lips. When pride comes, then comes dishonor. But with the humble in wisdom, the integrity of the upright will guide them. But the falseness of the teachers will destroy them.
Humanity means putting God and other person ahead of our selfish interest. Humility comes with the knowledge that God created as a whole, transition over our narrow interest, as with other aspects of wisdom, humanity will gain us much more than we sacrifice. Amen.
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 Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Auntie Dot and Mom, for that. And our next speaker would go to Sister Shirley.
Yes. Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life. But the greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever humbles himself shall be humble. And whosoever humbles himself shall be exalted. And Jesus called a child to himself and set him before them and said, "Truly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you for that, Sister Shirley. Okay, and that leads us right into our second shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head for the second shut-in, please. First of all, I would like to take a moment of silence for Gregory Moody and family. He passed on last week, and we just want to respect the family at this time. So just a moment of silence, please. May God continue to bless the Moody family. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to heal our family, friends, and loved ones. We ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them, through them, and with them in the mighty name of Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless Daddy Werner, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Miss Williams, Miss Wanda, Aveline, Janet Williams, Tony, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Moody family, Brian, Eddie Tipman, Rochelle Bessler, Michael and Denise Moody, Charles and Val, the Norris family, Angela Burns, DeMarcus, Vicki Hussman, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Jessica Smith, Valerie Crockett, Monique, Lenny and Rachel family, Carlos and the Wells family, Kevin, Malachi, Tally, the Rossiter family, Sedaria, Ms. Walter and family, LaTanya, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you cover them in the blood, for there is power in the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, that takes us right into our birthday celebration for October the 12th through the 18th. Any birthdays we need to recognize at that time?
Yeah, Gary Johnson.
Gary.
Antonio.
Michael Varner.
Michael Varner.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Freddie Jr. Your saint.
Who?
Freddie Jr. with Freddie Williams Jr.
Okay. Jr. Okay. Okay, so we're honoring Gary, Antonio, Michael, and Freddie Jr. birthday, and Auntie Betty will sing the song for us.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Okay, now we have reached a part of our program where we do what we call the round table, and it's basically just share what is on your heart. And I would just go down the list, and you can share or pass. First person I'm coming to is Kira. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Ooh. Yes. I'll be reading something tonight. Someone asked for a verse with some please God, and he said, make the young king rich and powerful. Summer rules with justice and fairness, and the people of trust him and rely
on his judgment.
rely on his judgment. Amen.
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 Hello.
Amen. Thank you for that, Kira. That was awesome.
Amen.
And let's see. I need to go back and say thank you, Auntie Betty, for the birthday song. Amen. Amen. Okay. Amen. Next, I have Auntie Carrie. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
No, I pass.
Okay. Auntie Marie,
anything
you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Mom, anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to read a passage from Isaiah. And the subject says, the birth of true hope. Despite 6 days as a son, some scholars have not reached a consensus on the meaning of this glorious Messiah. That Isaiah envisioned some living prophet when he penned these words. Others proposed that he had in mind the occasion of a consummation. Still, others think he clearly envisioned some distant divine event. This debate was said. The Christian church read this passage and see it in the gift of God's love in Jesus Christ. God cares of hope to his children. Christian hope is guaranteed by Christ's life, death, and resurrection. This passage teaches us that the Christian hope is not in vain. In these verses, we see fulfillment of hope, where darkness once dominated, light sprang forth. Where death had dominated, life come forth. But no hope exists, hope now appears. In contrast to wishful thinking, Christian hope is true hope. It is hope found in God's spirit and character. He can never fail, and he is faithful to his promise. Apart from God, we have no hope, but with God, all things are possible. The Christian hope is sure. In Isaiah 9:1-7, Isaiah writes in the past tense. He writes as though the future had already happened. His confidence in God allows him to place the light of future hope and immediately prosper to the advent of present darkness. Not because it would happen immediately, but because it was immediately evident to the eye of his faith. He experienced faith as the writer of Hebrews received it. Now faith is being sure to what we hope for and certainly of what we do not see. Those of us who hope in Christ and are walking in the darkness of this world's problems, trials, and tribulations see the light ahead and are sustained by hope, for as the dawn of a new day brings forth light that drives away darkness, so does the birth of the Christ child drive away the darkness of despair. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. That takes me to Auntie Dodd. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 100.
Amen.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all he land.
serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that he, the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth is endured to all generations. Amen.
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 Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Angela, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to share my little story called Wet Pants. I know that I've shared it before. However, I think it's so timely to our subject of humility. Come with me to a third grade classroom. There is a 9-year-old kid sitting at his desk, and all of a sudden, there is a puddle between his feet and the front of his pants are wet. He thinks his heart is going to stop because he cannot possibly imagine how this has happened. It's never happened before, and he knows that when the boys find out, he will never hear the end of it. When the girls find out, they'll never speak to him again as long as he lives. The boy believes his heart is going to stop. He puts his head down and prays this prayer. Dear God, this is an emergency. I need help now. 5 minutes from now, I'm dead meat. He looks up from his prayer, and here comes the teacher with a look in her eyes that says he has been discovered. As the teacher is walking towards him, a classmate named Susie is carrying a goldfish bowl that is filled with water. Susie trips in front of the teacher and inexplicably dumps the bowl of water into the boy's lap. The boy pretends to be angry, but all the while is saying to himself, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Now, all of a sudden, instead of being the object of ridicule, the boy is the object of sympathy. The teacher rushes him downstairs and gives him gym shorts to put on while his pants dry out. All the other children are on their hands and knees cleaning up around his desk. The sympathy is wonderful, but as life would have it, the ridicule that should have been his has been transferred to someone else, Susie. She tries to help, but they all tell her, get out. You've done enough, you klutz. Finally, at the end of the day, as they are waiting for the bus, the boy walks over to Susie and whispers, you did that on purpose, didn't you? Susie whispers back, I wet my pants once, too. So the moral of the story is, who is the Susie in your life? May God help us see the opportunities that are always around us to do good. Remember, just going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than standing in your garage makes you a car. Each and every one of us is going through something right now, but God is getting ready to bless you in a way that only he can. So keep the faith. I'm going to say a prayer that is very powerful and is one of the best gifts we receive. There is no cost, but a lot of rewards. So let's continue to pray for one another. Father, we ask you to bless our friends, relatives, and those that we care deeply for. Show them a new revelation of your love and power. Holy Spirit, we ask you to minister to their spirit at this very moment. Where there is pain, give them your peace and mercy. Where there is self-doubt, release a renewed confidence through your grace. Where there is need, we ask you to fulfill their needs. Bless their homes, their families and finances, their goings and their comings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you,
Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Angela.
Beautiful.
Amen. Amen. Daddy, anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Are you just a listener? And please, I want to thank God for allowing me to be here on the prayer line tonight.
Amen.
And I got a voice I remember. The blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And we know blessed got an E-D, B-L-E-S-A-D. That means in the past. That means God already have blessed us. He blessed us in the past, the present, and the future. And so, therefore, I get out of blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And I thank God for letting me tell you guys talking on the satellite. And we didn't have no demonic spirit getting in our way tonight. But being at the hospital, you know, somebody else will come in anytime. Y'all understand that, I think.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. I
thank you. Thank you, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Sister Lewis.
I pass.
Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Betty, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 1. It said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, not sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that one. Auntie Janet, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share a poem from my daily devotion. The title of it is The Importance of Friends. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. That's taken from Proverbs 27:6. The poem read like so. One of the most important things we can ever do is to be truly thankful for our friends and say so. Good friend of mine, seldom is friendship such as thine. How very much I wish to be as helpful as you've been to me. Our many prayers, guess one thou art, on whom I ask God's heart. Rich blessings from his storeroom rare, and grant to you his gracious care. When I recall from time to time how you inspired this heart of mine, I find myself inclined to pray, God bless my friend this very day. So often at the throne of grace, there comes a picture of your face. And then instinctively I pray that God may guide you all the way. Someday, I hope with you to stand before the throne at God's right hand, and to say to you at journey's end, praise God, you've been to me a friend. Thank God for you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, all right. Thank you for that, Auntie Janet. And that takes us to the next part of our program, which is our responsive reading, the closing, which is Angela and Auntie Carrie. And after that, I will assign parts for next week. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to be doing Matthew 6:9. This, then, is how you should pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil ones. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Angela. Thank you, Auntie Carrie. Okay, so I'll go ahead and assign parts for next week. So if we would turn to page 27. Okay, I have we will be doing humility part two of it. And the first part would be Auntie Betty and Auntie Janet. The second speaker would be Sister Shirley and Auntie Carrie. The next speaker would go to Mom and Dot.
Wait, honey. Where are we supposed to
go? Okay, I'm going too fast.
Yeah.
Okay, page 28, the speaker on that part is Mom. You doing the bowl and I'm not doing the chalice.
Okay.
Everybody with me?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, and the next speaker on the page 28 would go to Angela and Auntie Janet. And on page 29, the speaker would go to Loretta and Auntie Betty.
That was one time,
baby.
Again?
Huh?
Again?
Loretta and Betty.
And the closing responsive reading would be Angela and Mom. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But
did I cover everyone?
Yes. I don't think, Carrie, we won't be here next week.
We can carry people with us, Dot.
Okay, we'll still do it.
Okay.
Who's going to sing the birthday song, Loretta?
Oh, okay. Volunteer? Auntie Marie?
Is she still on?
I'm still here, but count me out.
No birthday song from you.
Or is that yet?
Let's see. Kira, are you still with us?
Yes.
You want to do the birthday song next week for us?
I won't be here Sunday.
Oh, you won't be here. Let's see. Okay, I would do the birthday song. Dad, do you want to do it?
Yeah, I'll try.
All right, Daddy, we love you.
Do.
So he'll give me half of this, half
of here. So Daddy will be doing the birthday song.
Which one? Half and half of here.
Grandma, what we are. Better.
Which one you said I supposed to be?
You're on page 28.
On angry and revenge.
Let's see. Hold on. Let me get there. Yeah, page 28 where it says anger and revenge. You'll be doing the bold and Auntie Dot would do the italic. And then you're also doing the responses reading with Angela. You'll be doing the italic, Angela doing the bold.
Okay, for our reading, Loretta, who is doing what?
I don't think there's bold in your part. I think you're reading the whole thing, Auntie.
No, there's bold and italic.
Is it really?
Yeah, her bet doing
it.
She's talking about the one her Betty and Janice doing, the speaker number.
Okay, hold on. Let me get
talking gossip.
I am holding a grudge.
Okay, Auntie Betty is doing the bold, and you're doing the italic. Are you talking about the talking gossip?
No, no, holding a grudge on 28.
Holding a grudge. Eight,
Angela.
Eight.
Me and Angela.
Oh, and Angela.
Yeah, Angela is doing the bold, and you're doing the italic.
Okay. Okay, that's it.
Okay, everybody all right?
Yes.
Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. I want to thank everyone for joining us. And Nellie's family hope that there was something shared that would help you through your busy week. Remember to put God first in all that you do. And we ask that he go before us to set our crooked road straight and our rough road smooth. We promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemies. For God says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we're trusting and believing in his words. May God continue to bless America and other nations. Everyone have a blessed week. We love you and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you
night.
All. Have a blessed week. Thank you for everything. Love you. Traveling right. Mercy, should we have said anything on Traveling Mercy? Where you guys going?
Myrtle Beach.
Uh-oh.
No.
Right.
Yeah, we need y'all prayers.
Amen. Prayer for Traveling Mercy. When you guys leaving?
Yes. Saturday, I think. Saturday morning.
Saturday. Okay.
And pray for Tamara on her safe trip here. She's flying in to Atlanta Friday.
Who?
She's going with Tamara.
Tony's daughter.
Tony's
daughter.
That's the one that's live up here, right? Tamara.
Yeah. She's flying in Friday night.
All right. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. All right, we will be sending out prayers, and y'all have a blessed trip, and take your program with you. That way you can all be
we
a part
will.
Of this as well.
Okay.
Well, everyone have a blessed week. We love you all.
Okay, love you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Good night. I just wanna hear you.
Okay, that concludes our program for tonight, and I would like to leave this message with you. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. May everyone have a blessed week. We love you from the Nellens family. Good night.